patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
I don't know. Maybe I'm losing my mind. You know, I've reached a point in my life where I'm sick of politics. I'm sick of division. I have a new policy now. I don't add people on Facebook. If I find you to be a quality person and I'd like to get to know you, I'm not doing it through social media. And the reasoning is that I don't want to know what your personal opinion on politics is. Okay? I don't want to know. As far as I'm concerned, how you feel about politics is as private and personal as your sex life. I shouldn't have either information. When I was growing up, I didn't. And I'm like, you know what? Why can't I just make that life for myself now? Why can't I just say, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing politics anymore with people. You meet somebody at church and you go to church and like, wow, I really like this person. And then you find out they disagree with you politically. So that means you can't fellowship with them. You can't be friendly with them. You can't be a person. You are now a political identity. It also led me to find an alternate way to express myself as a person, since everything must be labeled. And some people are like, well, you're just adding another label. No, but I'm redefining the perimeters. If I'm going to be labeled, I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm not going to let some entity, some media group say, well, this is what he is. This is who he is. We have him categorized. Yeah, he's one of them conservatives. Well, actually, no, because I don't actually agree with everything conservatives do. So I went back to the days when I played Dungeons and Dragons with my friends. And this is what I've decided. I am chaotic good. Quite simply, what this means is, regardless of what society thinks I should do or how society thinks I should make my decisions, I'm going to always do the right thing, the good thing. All right, now you can already hear some, yes, but social issues? Civil rights and all of that? It doesn't apply to me. All right, here you want to know where I stand on civil rights. The first thing we need to do tomorrow, we won't do it because, you know, we're wuss bags, but we should do is we should eliminate the marriage license. There is like 70% of your problem solved right there. If someone wants to marry a friggin' tuba and they can find somebody to say the ceremony and somebody else to witness it and sign off on it, go for it. Don't care. Not my problem. I've got to worry about what I'm doing, not what everybody else is doing. I don't care who wants to marry who or what. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care what gender you think you are. None of my concern. None of my business. Yeah, but you might use the wrong descriptor. Don't care. Look, we're getting to a point in this society where being completely silly. If somebody guesses wrong, we get offended. Really? What are we for? Look, I just don't care. I am ending the conversation. I'm going to do what's right by my set of morals. I'm not going to push it on. That doesn't mean I'm going to walk down the street. Yeah, you can't do that. That's no. Okay? Not going to do that. But I am going to make sure that, based on my belief system, what I do as a person is correct. Happens to be Christianity. So I'm not going to do certain things. You can leave it into interpretation what you think that means. I don't want to get preachy. But I'm going to do what I think God, yeah, if this spaghetti monster, oh, hush. I'm going to do what I think God is looking for me to do. That's how I can best be a person. The second thing I can do, stop adding people on Facebook. If we meet in person and the first thing you say is, hey, I'm going to add you on Facebook, I'm going to say no. No, and it's not, it's because I like you. It's because Facebook is a cesspool. and I don't feel like the best way for us to connect. You want to hang out? You want to talk? Shoot me a text message. Call me on the phone. There's something we haven't done in like 25 years. What happened to that? Remember, you used to call people if you're as old as me. I'm 43. You remember a time when you called a friend on the phone. Hey, bud, what's going on? Not much. Hey, want to get together and play Atari? That was my life. And then seemingly overnight, everybody's got their eyes glued to a flipping screen. Nobody hangs out with anybody else. By my sense of values, that's wrong. People need connection. People need to be connected to other people because that is what helps us grow. It's also a support system. When things go in the crapper, we have people that come around us, you know, and I'm not talking about sending positive vibes your way over social media because that's a bunch of crap. It's superficial nonsense. It means nothing. Okay? Because as soon as they're done shooting off that message, they're going off to their next project. Hey, time to turn on 100-inch and see what's going on with whatever her name is there on Jersey Shore. The only way we can undo the mistakes of our society, particularly when it comes to social media, is if we can't unplug to not add people we actually consider friends. To just even for some people, even family, which makes you ask the question, well, now what's the purpose of using social media if I don't add family? Well, there's your answer. You don't need it. All right. Social media is nothing but a repository for narcissism and selfishness. People go on social media to get attention. Well, I used to get that from my friends. Why did they get replaced by an algorithm? How stupid is that? Why, I can hang out with some people. I can get, you know, I can get people to hang out with and have a conversation with and, you know, be stupid with. And that's 100 times better than posting a status or 372 pictures of my vacation in Pango Pango on social media. Oh boy, I got 50 likes by 48 people I don't even know, never even met. Social media can be a tool, but we've used it as a replacement. And as a member of the first ever Chaotic Good Party, it ain't happening. Once again, Christmas time is here, which is great. I love Christmas. I am Mr. Christmas, okay? As soon as Halloween is over, the Christmas music is up. Some people do it earlier than me. But during Halloween, I'm listening to spooky stuff. And every year, like an Alzheimer's patient, I'm dumbfounded at the amount of people that start hating on the holiday immediately. It's no wonder there are people attacking Christmas in the media and, you know, tear down that Santa, tear down that Christmas tree. Let's get rid of the nativity scene from public eye. I'm offended. It's no wonder that has happened. Because it started with, Christmas music just, it starts too early. It starts in like March. I can't stand it. Christmas music is nothing but positive. And I think that's what really angers people. Another thing that angers people is, oh, look, something people enjoy, let's ruin it. And it's this constant hatred towards anything that people like. There are people out there, they cannot find self-worth unless they have destroyed something that a group of people likes. Christmas music. It's too early. Really? I'm 43. I've been hearing the same Christmas songs on the radio, give or take, since I was a kid. I never get tired of it. Why do you get tired of it? It's the over-commercialization. Oh, stop. You choose your level of involvement, okay? You can choose to be a moron and go to Walmart on Thursday. Did that this year, Black Friday. I was there Thursday night. I don't think I'll ever do it again. You want to see the ugly side of humanity, go to a Walmart on a Thursday night. And I went more out of morbid curiosity. They're not going to stop doing it. I went more out of morbid curiosity than anything else, and I saw the absolute ugliest side of humanity. People losing their minds over TVs, and a lot of these people, they bought TVs last year. But you decide your level of involvement. If you don't want to see the commercialization, don't go shopping. I mean, you're going to go shop. You could go on Amazon. That's what I do. The mall, you know, the malls around here, I just, there's so many hoity-toity stores that don't cater to my income level. I don't need a $300 pair of sneakers, nor does anybody I know need a $300 pair of sneakers. Now, I like the decorations. I like the music. I like the fact that people are more giving and charitable. But apparently those are all negatives, because with it comes Christmas music and people just can't deal. Now, I'll admit, you know, if I have to hear another chorus of All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, I might gag. Not one of my favorite Christmas songs. Don't like it. All set with the Mariah Carey. But during Christmas, I'm listening to mostly my own music anyway. And if you think what you hear on the radio is all there is, oh, see, and this is why music in America sucks. Nobody seeks out anything new. Whatever they're shoveling out at the radio station, that's what people put in their record collection. I laugh when I see vinyl collectors saying, yeah, I just got the new, hell yeah. I just got the new Eminem. You know, there's actual music out there, right? I mean, you don't have to buy crap. But hey, I got the new Meghan Trainor. No one cares. Really, us real vinyl collectors, we're not buying that stuff. And it's the same with Christmas music. There's so much really great music that falls into the Christmas music category. People would rather bitch. I can't stand the Christmas music and the positiveness and the happy message. Why can't we get some Sylvia Plath set to music? That would be perfect. Oh, yeah, some Edgar Allan Poe. Let's do him, too, huh? About getting walled up in a wine sarcophagus. There's a problem. The problem isn't Christmas music. The problem isn't Christmas. The problem is a heart condition. People have bad hearts. I mean, you don't have to go very far from your house to start bumping into people that are just nine kinds of miserable. They don't like anything. The day is not complete unless they've gotten into an argument. So it only stands to reason that when Christmas comes around, they're going to make sure that everybody within earshot hears how displeased they are. I got to buy too many presents. You got to set boundaries. Okay? Yeah, mom and dad got them covered. You know, my sister's kids. Okay, fine. But then don't go buying stuff for your third and fourth cousins. The aunt that you haven't seen since 1972. I mean, it's just, at that point, you're making it miserable for yourself. And that's not Christmas's fault. That's your fault. I got a friend out in Scotland, Bill. He hates Christmas music. My gosh. The guy is usually a pretty decent eclectic, but he hasn't heard anything other than what they pump out of the radio systems. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Hell, Alice Cooper has a Christmas song. Think he's heard any of them? This is one area where people are seriously lacking. Sonata Arctica. Christmas Spirits. Great song. Do people know about it? Eh. I mean, Mariah Carey's on. I heard that Christmas Shoes song again. Oh, jeez. I mean, I get the Christmas Shoes song. I do. I understand the point it's trying to make. That doesn't mean I have to like a depressing song on Christmas. The reason I like Christmas music is one time during the year I can hear something positive on the radio that isn't about gang banging or anything else. It's its own thing, and most of it is talking about the original Christmas story, some of it about Santa, and others about how we fell in love on the internet, which I don't care. I like the traditional stuff. I like the remix traditional stuff. I like the hard rock, the heavy metal, the punk, the jazz, the bebop, the doo-wop, the acapella, the pentatonics, all of that stuff. I love it. At Christmas time, some of the best work people have done comes out in the form of Christmas music. And I will not tolerate people hating Christmas music. Come at me. Come on, call in. Go to Anchor FM, anchor.fm, download the app off the Play Store. Then you don't have to go to the website and call in. Look for my show. Call in. I want you to come at me about this. I want to go head to head with some people about what your problem is with Christmas music, because I'm betting I can shoot 95% of it down. If you're just like, I hate life and want to die, that's the one argument I can't help you with. You probably need to seek help. But everybody else, I'm Mr. Christmas. Come at me. Come on, let's hear what your excuses are. I want Phyllis to call up. Yes, I don't like Christmas music because I was beaten about the face with a reindeer. Go ahead, Phyllis, call me. I want to hear on this show what your flipping problem is. Well, I don't like family. Then stay the F home. Ugh. It's like I got to hold everybody's hand and teach them how to survive life. You know, you watch old recordings, not just movies, recordings from the 40s and 50s, and people can't wait for Christmas. They're all so happy. Here we are in 2018, and people are like, I'm just going to hang myself. I'm going to park the car in the garage with the engine running and hope that death comes quickly. If that's your attitude towards something like Christmas, it's no wonder you can't stand the Christmas tree in the town center. Joe Tompkins, I'm talking to you. Yet it was a cross on top. I can't take it. It was threatening me. Really? Was it like throwing stars at you? What exactly was going on? Did it use EMP and shut down your car on the way to work? What exactly was the issue? When you start exposing people to their own mindlessness, then they get bitchy. Then they start attacking you personally. And that's when you know, I've struck a nerve.
The young may develop the marauding habits of the underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.